The American Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, responsible for the safety of air traffic in the United States, has reportedly been looking into an unmanned flight system designed by the cybernetics department at the Czech Technical University. The system, called Agent Fly, has been designed to program pilotless aircraft to react independently in unexpected situations. Jan Wellinger spoke to the university's Michal Piachocek about Agent Fly's potential.
Developed was to run the unmanned airplanes, airplanes without a pilot that are used for surveillance purposes perhaps. And instead of booking for each individual airplane a corridor, we have developed the concept of free flight, which is a flight without corridors where the airplanes are assigned their trajectory, their goals, their plans. And if there is a collision threatening to those plans, the collision is solved by negotiation among those airplanes. And we have designed little intelligent agents that are controlling and running the airplanes themselves.
If I understand you correctly, if there's more unmanned vehicles operating at the same time within a vicinity, they will be able to project their own trajectory.
Exactly. And they can either exchange the full flight data about each other, and then can, in collaboration, suggest the most optimal evasion maneuver for those airplanes. Or they may also be able to reason one about the other, even if they do not communicate. This may be the case of a hostile aircraft or a missile or whatever.
Now, you said that these types of unmanned aerial vehicles could be used for surveillance. In domestic terms, what are such vehicles used for?
For example, people very often use those for monitoring of a fire, right? So like in a fire areas, it's very difficult to analyze the exact shape and size of a fire. And civilian authorities, they use those vehicles, they shoot them out around the fire, and those vehicles are negotiating and they are exchanging partial data in order to be able to reconstruct the exact shape of a fire and its progression.
And I assume that it also has a military aspect as well, that there are potential military uses as well.
Exactly, this is very true. Especially in the field of non-cooperative collision avoidance, there is a need for technology that makes sure that no collisions would arise.
What are the next steps?
So currently we are in a phase of finalizing the contract. So we were in contact with FAA for almost a year now. And so now it's a final phase of project acquisition. FAA is finalizing the last clauses in the contract. So we'll be in the contract very soon. But the reason why FAA are working with us is they would like to extend their research capabilities and they would like to test an experiment. So it's preliminary to say that Agent Fly would be deployed in the air traffic in the near future. Now it's in the phase of testing and experimentation. So FAA will not be buying Agent Fly as it is now.
But you can rule it out in the future, for example.
Yeah, sure.
That was Michal Piachocek, head of the Agent Technology Center at the Czech Technical University.